as we headed across the valley in response to a summons from our supreme commander. Not far away from us, Shadowlander volunteers were helping take in a grain that was a cousin of barley, working for a share of the harvest. Croker had a notion that the locals would resent us less if we helped them out. I had a feeling their own crops weren't so bad, and we ought to be stashing our surpluses inside Overlook. Sure as winter follows summer, the day would come when we would need every kernel of reserve. The old man insisted that I'd been scarred too deeply by my past, that I would never outgrow Dejigori. Maybe he was right. We are all the sum total of our pasts, good and evil. Ty Day said nothing right away. He was more reticent than ever this morning. A mile down the path, he said, "You knew Uncle would not die." "Yep." "You meant to manipulate him." "Yep. So tell me, what's the key?"
"Something that should have been destroyed long ago."
Did I say he wasn't talking anymore? I checked to make sure I was with my sidekick of many years. Big Mojo, eh? He understood the word in context.
"Big trouble. All prophecies, all articles and tools of prophecy bring nothing but trouble.
This key wouldn't tie into Hong Tre's prophecy, would it?" I hadn't gotten that pinned down yet, despite being part of it and married to part of it. Sari always claimed that she didn't know. She was just a woman. Ty Day had found his center, his silence, again. He refused to say anything more. "You've been talking about me?" I asked, when I pushed into Croker's place and found sudden silence and stares my only greeting.
"Perhaps," Lady said.
She eyed me speculatively, evidently wondering what was going on inside me these days. Otto, Hagop, and a couple other old crew guys were there. Isi and Sindawe were present. Numerous senior Taglians were noteworthy for their absence, as was Blade. We hadn't seen much of Blade lately, though he and Lady had worked together for years. There seemed to be a shift in the tides of trust. "What's up?" "What's your readiness state?" Croker asked. "Not bad, actually. A good blow-up like the one last night will make guys want to put an edge on." "No sign of Catcher?" "No. You ask me, Uncle got her good and she's somewhere licking her wounds." I hadn't seen a single crow since before Sleepy returned. Talk about your basic good omens. "Ty Day, talking anymore?" "No. You haven't said, 'I'm going to go recon the plane.'" "I thought, now's the time. Catcher is weak. I know how she heals. We'll have a week before she's strong enough to cause us more grief. We need to dive through that window of opportunity. If we put together a balanced force and pack train and push it hard, we should be able to travel 70 or 80 miles before we have to turn back. That ought to give us a good idea where we stand." I didn't like the idea, but didn't argue. Lady was the lieutenant. It was her job to expose the flaws in the captain's reasoning. She said nothing, so I supposed their discussion was complete. "I'm thinking 50 men for the first probe," Croker said. "All the old guys who followed us here to get to Kadavar. Plus the best new men. All volunteers. Not many recent recruits wanted to go to Kadavar.